And good morning, everybody. What a beautiful day it is. We are here in Grafton, absolutely superb. And Grafton District Services Club, Ramorny Handicap Day. Michael Beattie, the Chief Executive Officer, with me. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning to you, Sean.
What a day. And on Monday, when we arrived here for the lunch, it was cloudy. And there were a few sprinkles of rain around. You would have been a bit concerned.
Look, I probably was a little concerned on Monday. The day was actually supposed to look similar to what we're looking at today on Monday. That didn't eventuate. Having said that, I certainly wasn't as concerned as I was at around about a little after midday on Sunday when we had that monsoonal downpour that lasted about 15 minutes. You look, it only dropped about 5 mils of rain on the track, but it dropped it quickly. It did a fair bit of damage to it. We needed to get good weather. You're right, we got a few sprinkles of rain on Monday. That eventually dissipated. The sun came out around about 3 o'clock Monday afternoon. Yesterday, a truly gorgeous day, and I think the great irony is that we got a gorgeous night. There was just a little bit of breeze. We had virtually no dew here this morning. As a consequence of that, the track just continued to upgrade through the night. We were able to put it up a soft six this morning. It's a very genuine soft six. It's on a new pad of grass that is, depending on exactly which part of the track we're at, it's either 3 metres wide or 4 metres wide. So there's plenty of racing surface there for the horses. And I will be shocked if by the time we jump away in the Ramorny, we're not very, very close to a soft five. I think the track will... Look, I think given the grass cover and the fact that it's virgin ground, so to speak, that the track will pretty much race like a five from the opening race of the day.
Well, you've got the sunshine. You've also got a little bit of a breeze around, and you get a long time till the Ramorny.
Oh, absolutely. If you were writing a script for the weather pattern that you wanted for Ramorny Handicap Day, given the weather that we've had coming into the day, this is exactly how the order would be filled. So, no, got to be very, very happy with that. And, you know, we're looking forward to a great day's racing. You know, I'd be telling a fib if I wasn't going to say to you I'm a little disappointed that the Guineas has fallen away as badly as it has. And the other race that's disappointed me this year is our staying race, our 2200 metre race, which we're opening the program with. The great irony of that, Sean, is that those two races last year were our two best support races. They had a capacity field in the Guineas at the same prize money level, an all but capacity field in the staying race, and they ran as the lead up to the Ramorny, and we ran the staying race as the last race of the day. So last year we're walking around giving ourselves a pat on the back saying, how right have we got this programming? This year we're looking at it saying, well, what's gone wrong? And the answer is, I don't know. I'm not sure anything has. It's just one of those things that's happened. But at the end of the day, the race meeting over the 2 days is very well balanced. We've got great field sizes. We've got the really good stables from throughout New South Wales, including the metropolitan area, and throughout southeast Queensland. And, you know, that's what you're trying to do. And the proof of the pudding is in the eating. Everybody has wanted to come and support us. And hopefully, well, I'm sure we'll produce a very good racing surface and everyone will go home pretty happy.
Do you think some stables were a bit trigger happy? Because Monday, when the showers came, acceptances came out, bang, 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 scratchings. Look at it now. I reckon they'd be kicking themselves.
Look, I do think some are a little bit trigger happy. And look, without wanting to be critical of the rule makers, of which I used to be involved in that part of the sport at one stage and had a say, I think that we might have gone a little bit too far with this early scratching for dual acceptors to protect, supposedly protect the punting public. We had four dual acceptors in the Guineas and the Class 2 1600 metres today. The rules as they sit in New South Wales are that those horses have to make a decision on the afternoon of acceptors by 5 o'clock. And I'm not critical of the stewards for enforcing that rule. That is what they have to do. But I just wonder if sometimes we throw the baby out with the bathwater. If those horses had just scratched as they normally would, say, up until midday yesterday, all of a sudden, three horses that have elected to run in the lesser 1600 metre race earlier in the day start to see the scratchings coming out of the Guineas and go, oh, gee, I'll run there. And then we get two great fields of 11 and we're all walking around saying, how good is this? So, look, I understand that our rules need to be there to protect the public. But in this case, I think we're overprotecting them. And the reason I say that is we have all in betting on races like the Melbourne Cup, the Everest, the Kosciuszko, all those races for months and months and months and months. And people do their money when horses don't go around. And then we're saying we need to protect the punters by making sure we've got the scratchings right 2 days before a race. I think it's a little bit of overkill. But I don't make the rules. I've just got to work within the framework.
So today, looks like you'll be in for a good crowd, you would think.
Yeah, looking forward to it. I heard you discussing just before 9 o'clock the situation here in Grafton, so I'll answer a couple of those questions just for those people that were listening that Laurie put forward about the half-day holidays and about the crowd. We will get, on average, around about 2,000 more people on Grafton Cup Day than we do on Ramorny Day, so it is the bigger of the 2 days. In relation to the half-day holiday, look, we are spoiled here. We're very, very lucky that the regional council here understand how much this carnival does to the economy of not only Grafton but the whole valley, and they support this particular race meeting with 2 half-day holidays. Look, things have changed. They used to, you know, be about 11 o'clock. Now they start at 1 o'clock, but we still get the support and the locals can all come.
Fantastic. Good on you, Michael. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Look forward to it.
Enjoy the day. Michael Beattie, the CEO.